The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Warmest aloha, sir.
Hey, Holly.
Hi. Holly to you, too.
He's so Holly, he doesn't even know he's Holly.
I'm tempted to say Menehune. Like Hawaiian leprechauns.
Or chipmunks. Something.
What's wrong with that turtle?
He has lung problems because he smoked too much turtle weed, which is bad for you, right, Ula?
Hawaii has a big future. I want to become a part of it. I know every inch of these islands. I'm like a good tourist guy.
What we're about to say, see, we're on a mission, trying to find a way. If you and me make a guarantee to spread a little aloha around the settle down, but the music called me and my friends have much to spread around. We moved from town to town, Hawaiian sunrise. And in the morning when you rise, will you look in my son's eyes?
And welcome to Living the Aloha Life, podcasting Pono on the 808. I'm the poor man.
And I'm Dr. Aloha.
And we just came into Neil Young. You probably have never heard that song before. It's very rare to find, but it's Hawaiian Sunrise.
I didn't know he had a Hawaiian song.
Yes, it's an excellent song too. And that's going to bring us to this week's podcast, Sunrise and Sunsets of Oahu. And this is our one free podcast of the month, because that's what we're down to now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. So we really want you guys to come on board and become patrons, because now we're just getting down to the nitty-gritty. So, but let's start getting into the top sunrises and sunsets of Oahu. And there's going to be some obvious ones on this list, but they're all fantastic. And the first one is going to be sunset at Waikiki Beach.
I'm thinking to myself, that is a sunset I just never drive to see. I'll go anywhere else, but I never go there.
Well, I mean, if we are going to go to the fireworks on a Friday night, we'll end up watching the sunset then.
And it's beautiful. You're right. I'm not disagreeing in any way. I'm just saying I never go there.
I know. And we don't, because it's just too hustle and bustle down there.
I think the parking is just too much.
But I mean, if you're staying in Waikiki and you're on vacation... Or if you're going into Waikiki on a Friday night or Saturday and you're going to be having dinner. But, you know, on Friday nights, they always have the fireworks in front of the Hilton Hawaiian Village. And then you kind of sit there right in front of Duke Hanamoku Lagoon in front of the Ilokai, right where the local surfers are surfing, and you watch the sunset from there.
Yeah, and there's it's some, beautiful. And there's some great restaurants you could watch the sunset from too if you wanted to do that route.
I think anywhere in Waikiki, yeah, on the beach, you're going to have a beautiful sunset.
That's what I'm saying. It could be beach, it could be a restaurant, it could be anywhere.
And just remember that with all these sunrises and sunsets, the sun's going to be a little more to the left, a little more to the right, depending on winter or summer. Mm. And it moves over the scale of the year. So just so you know that.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So the second one, sunrise, sunset at Diamond Head. Diamond Head Volcano National Park.
Yeah, that's probably gorgeous.
So I've seen it in the morning and I've seen it in the evening because we actually did something we shouldn't be doing, which is hiking the rim of the volcano in the evening. But we watched the sunset from up there. I think you can. I'm not sure what time, because since we're doing reservations now at Diamond Head, I don't know when the last
spot.
Yeah, reservations are. But I think you're able to be up there around sunset.
If I'm wrong,
I'm sorry. But
I know.
I don't know what the reservation system is now, because honestly, since all that crap went into effect,
we haven't been up there.
I haven't been up there.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time I have been up there. It's been years. It's been before, since COVID.
I do it sometimes when I have new visitors coming.
Yeah, a lot of people want to do that.
Yeah, but I haven't had a new visitor come who hasn't been here before in a long time.
But it's not as bad anymore because it's restricted to how many people go up in a day now. It wouldn't be like where before COVID, you just saw a line of people going up the zigzags. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even want to do this right now. So it's not like that anymore. All right, so the next one is going to be sunrise at Lanikai Beach. Now, there's two things to this, which we're going to talk about. One is actually just watching the sunrise at the beach itself in Lanikai. And then the other one is actually hiking the Lanikai pillboxes for sunrise.
I prefer that one. I love the view from up there. That is the most spectacular sunrise. I mean, it's really beautiful.
If I was to choose one or the other, I would obviously do the hike.
Yeah.
And then after the hike, go down to Lanikai Beach and just jump in the ocean.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
Yeah, after that hike.
Favorite thing. I actually did that with my dad and Cheryl when they were here. My dad and my stepmom.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did they enjoy that hike?
They loved it. It was a little hard for them.
A little hard for
them.
They
did a great job, and then we went to the beach.
Okay, so also on this list, there are several that are hikes to the sunset or sunrise locations. So this is one of them. Either you can go to Lanikai Beach if you don't want to do the hike, but preferably you want to do the hike because I think it's much more beautiful from up there.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful in general, but it's really special up there for sure.
Okay, the next one is sunset, obviously, at Sunset Beach on the North Shore. It's one of the most beautiful sunsets you can see on the North Shore, and you want to kind of get that perfect shot right in front of that long palm tree that hangs out onto the beach.
It's really beautiful, and if you time it right, you can like get the perfect shadow of the palm underneath the tree, and you could sit in the middle of it, and it's just like a spectacular picture that you see all over Instagram and social media.
Yeah, and if you're taking it during the winter time, obviously you're going to have the big surf there, and you're going to have the surfers out there too. So if you can capture them surfing the big waves and catch the giant palm tree hanging out, that'll make for amazing pictures and just to enjoy the moment, but don't sit on the palm tree.
I
think since then they might have put a sign on it. Because if you had like three or four, even five people hanging on that thing, it could fall.
Yeah, don't ruin the tree.
Yeah,
sit under it.
Yeah, exactly. Sit under it. So Sunset Beach. Yeah.
Hey, we did that for your birthday a few years ago during COVID, yeah?
Did we? And did I swear we got a picture there with me with a Christmas hat on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Oh, yes. I
love
remember that
picture.
That's the last time we've been there.
Together,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
together. Oh, man. Okay, so sunrise next. The easiest sunrise for me to do is at Sandy Beach.
Little drive down the road for you.
Yeah, I usually get my coffee and just pop off the road there and watch a beautiful sunrise. And if you can catch sun... Now, this is why I really love catching... Well, you have to catch it on the right day. But if you can catch a sunrise at Sandy Beach, which is on the far south, if you can catch it while it's coming over Maui, Molokai, and Lanai, it's beautiful.
That's cool.
It's a clear day, you can see the other islands with the sun coming up over it.
Yeah.
You just got to nail it, you know, just on that right day where it's not cloudy. And it's just, it's perfect out. And that's such a beautiful sunrise.
It really is beautiful.
Yeah.
We've done that together a few times. I remember doing that on Easter a couple times.
Well, let's do it again.
Yeah?
Yeah. Easter's only what? How many weeks away? It's not too many weeks away now.
It's really close.
Is it in April? It's in April.
It's April.
Oh, let's do it.
No, it's the last day of March.
Is it the last? Oh, well, let's do it. I'm down.
Great.
Just got to get a coffee.
7-Eleven.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to continue this.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, how's it? And welcome to the Aloha Life podcast. You're listening to us because we have great patrons who have joined our Patreon page and have become members of the podcast by supporting and donating to our show. Without our patrons like you, we wouldn't be on the air. So if you enjoy the podcast and want to hear more shows every week, please do take a moment to join us and become a patron of our podcast at patreon.com/livingthealohalife. And thank you so much for your support.
All right, we are back. What do we got?
Sunset up Tantalus Lookout.
Right on.
Drive up Tantalus Drive for a scenic viewpoint offering breathtaking sunset views of Honolulu and beyond. I love it. My friends and I love to do this. We'll bring a blanket and a little picnic and just have like a picnic dinner up there and then watch the sunset. It's really beautiful.
First time I even saw this location was in Blue Hawaii with Elvis.
Yeah.
And he was having a picnic up there. And
exactly. I
was like, yeah. So when I first moved to Hawaii, I was like, I have to find this location. Then you find out that it's a really beautiful location for a sunset.
And a picnic.
We're going to add a little bit something in here, is the fact that I think the best luau on the island of Oahu is Nut Ridge. And Nut Ridge is on the way up to Tantalus. And it's a very personal, private luau where it's an actual family-owned Hawaiian property. And it has the same views that you get from Tantalus. And it's just gorgeous. So if you guys do plan on doing the one luau that you're going to do while you're in Hawaii, do Nut Ridge.
Have you done it?
I have not done it. But I've just heard so many good things about it and it has such great reviews.
I feel like we should do it. I kind of want to just experience it. I never thought let's do a luau. I know. But I've heard the same thing, that it's like kind of a special one.
And it is a special one.
I feel like we should experience it, even though I don't really enjoy luau.
It's small and personal. And yeah. I think that's what really, whether you're living here and you haven't experienced one, or you want to, or you're coming here on a trip, you want an authentic experience. And going to a lot of I'm not going to poo-poo on the other, you know, experiences, but it's not rich. You know what I mean? It's not a small, private, personal luau with a local family up there.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best way to go.
Agree.
All right. What do we got?
Sunset at Ko'olina Lagoons. Relax at one of Ko'olina's pristine lagoons and watch the sun dip below the horizon in a tranquil setting. It's really beautiful. I mean, the west side in general has really gorgeous sunsets. But
this is right at the beginning of the west.
Yeah.
This is before you start to take the turn.
Yeah.
And head way over, yeah.
I've seen a lot of sunsets at Ko'olina because my family likes to stay there when they come, and I love every single one of them.
Just pick one of the lagoons because you can see the sunset from any of the lagoons.
Yeah.
And then they have way before the first lagoon is now at the Four Seasons, but before the Four Seasons is Secret Beach. And there's a lagoon there.
That's beautiful too.
Now that lagoon is also, that first lagoon is used for Paradise Cove Luau.
Yes.
So.
And that's beautiful.
Yes. So I don't know how that works at night, because they're having the luaus on certain nights during sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in that area.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that would work if you just show up and go down there.
Well, you can't because.
Is it blocked off?
I believe so, because they have performers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you were to go through the Four Seasons property and go to the next lagoon over, which is the secret lagoon.
then you can watch your sunset
there by yourself
that
and not
work.
Have to go to the secret lagoon, which is used at night by Paradise Cove.
I prefer the secret lagoon anyway.
Well, that's true, but you're going to have to access it now if you can't access it through that other way.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go through the Four Seasons to get there. So, yeah, Ko'olina, actually, it doesn't really matter. All the lagoons are beautiful.
They are
really
beautiful.
And you can see the sunset from any of them. But if you want to be more alone by yourself, maybe you want to pop the question or something.
Oh,
maybe do that.
Nice.
Yeah. What do we got?
Sunrise at Makapu'u Point.
Oh, okay.
Hike up to Makapu'u Lighthouse for a stunning coastal view and memorable sunrise experience. So this is a hike, but it's an I say it's an easy hike, but it is an incline.
Yeah, we've talked about this hike in like the easiest to not easiest, I would say.
It's paved, but it is a steady incline, just so you know.
It's easier than Diamond Head.
But if you're doing it for sunrise, it's dark out, so you're not going to... I mean, the reason I think it gets a little bit hard is because it's so hot during the day over there.
Yeah, But if you're going for sunrise, it's not a big deal. But yeah, the thing is, the gate, I don't believe, opens up till 7, and no, you got to start going before then to
you
watch the sunrise.
You got to park on the street. And one thing that's really annoying is that it's become very eroded, the street parking over there. Like, there's a huge dip that,
is there?
Like, you have to be really careful. If you go down, you got to make sure you can get back up. But you could also park on the other side of the street. Just be really careful crossing.
Okay, so you can do this hike. You can also go down onto the private beach at Allen Davis Beach, and then you can go up to Pele's Chair. And you can also watch the sunrise from there as well. But doing that whole hike and the experience, especially in the wintertime, because you have the humpback whales that usually visit that area, that's just an added bonus to get that into. So overall, Makapu'u Lighthouse Trail is a relatively easy trail and a beautiful sunrise. And a lot of people do that for moonrise, for the full moon.
Yes, that's a huge thing, actually.
That's a major thing over there, too. So
my friend and I just did this a couple weekends ago, and we forgot, like, why we haven't done it in 5 years on a Saturday. It's just so trafficy. It's just so many people there.
Well, the thing is, a lot of locals do it.
And a lot of tourists do it.
A lot of tourists do it. But when you combine on the weekends all the locals that are doing it and their dogs and their children, and they're also going down to Allen Davis Beach.
That's what we did. Yeah, we didn't even.
Pele's Chair.
We just did Pele's Chair and then the beach, but we didn't even do the hike. It was just,
it's gotten
busy. The parking was a disaster.
Yeah, well.
But just warning you, I'm not saying don't do it.
People love Hawaii.
Yeah.
and we're not helping, are we?
No, that's true. That's true. And I'm not saying don't do it, though.
We want people to, if they live here, we want them to enjoy it. If they're taking a trip here, we want you to enjoy your time here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what do we got?
Sunset at Magic Island. This one's located in the Ala Moana Beach Park. And Magic Island, it's a little bit to the side. So when you park, you're going to walk toward the back and then the left of the parking lot.
Yeah. You parallel the marina, the boat marina.
Yeah.
And it'll take you. We were just here the other day.
Yeah.
A week ago or something.
Something.
Yeah, maybe a week or two ago. It feels like yesterday, but you park in the big parking lot, and then you walk on the way, and you have a lagoon, like a little lagoon, and the sunset is going to be setting for you over on the right side. So you can, there's plenty of areas we can, there's a lot of benches right there set up pretty much for sunset. So you'll be able to see a beautiful sunset right from Ala Moana.
Or
Magic Island.
If you want to do what Wade and I love to do, we love to hang up hammocks there and just enjoy.
Yeah, bring your hammock there for sure. There's plenty of trees and palm trees to hang, you know, your hammocks and just enjoy the sunrise, sunset, whatever. All right, what do we got?
Sunrise and sunset at Coco Crater and Coco Crater Arch. So these are two separate ones. Coco Crater is...
It's a tough one. It's a tough hike.
The stairs or the railroad ties that you climb up.
Yeah.
It's very challenging.
You got to start an hour earlier than the sunrise.
And you need to bring a headlamp or a flashlight to do that, because otherwise you can easily trip and hurt yourself.
Yeah, so if sunrise is at 6:55, you know, you want to be leaving maybe at... 5:30, 5:45, something like that, depending on how your cardio is and how quickly you're going to get up those staircase.
Yeah. And this is probably, Coco Crater is probably the hardest one on this list. Yeah.
Coco Crater is the hardest one on this list. Yes.
To get to. Yeah.
And I don't know, how many stairs are there? Did they say like 1,400 stairs or something?
We've talked about it in our other podcasts. Yeah. I forget, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. So, I mean, if you're not in good or excellent shape, I probably wouldn't do this.
But what you could do is Coco Crater Arch.
Yes, you can. Now, Coco Crater Arch, I'm sure you can find information on it and figure out how to hike it. But don't go past the arch, because it's really difficult. You have to know where the arch is. It's like a bridge.
We had a friend who got lost trying to go past it or get to it. I can't remember.
I think they went past it and they kind of froze up because it gets really difficult. But you go under the arch and you watch the sunrise through the arch like a bridge.
It's beautiful.
Yes. And, you know, where would you tell somebody to go to park to do that hike? Because I know a lot of people go to Halona Cove parking lot.
I don't know
if that's the right decision to make.
That's what I did. You know what? Because if you're doing it for sunrise, it's empty at that point.
It is, right?
Yeah. Then you just want to get back down and like move your car before it gets crowded.
There's another spot that you can, there's a couple of areas right before Holona Cove where you can park, where that memorial is and that staircase.
Okay.
And then there's also another one a little bit further up where a lot of people pull over to watch the whales from there. So you don't have to go to Holona Cove parking lot, But you can if you want, I guess.
As long as it's as long as you get there before the sun comes up, you should be able to park, no problem.
Yeah, that parking lot will be pretty empty.
Yeah. You just don't want to like be there all day taking up a parking spot because that's really rude.
Yeah. And the Cocoa Crater Railroad hike itself, you'll probably spend a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then the Arch. Yeah, that is parking, but it's down below next to the baseball field. Mm-hmm. And then Cocoa Crater Arch, it should only take you, if you're in decent shape, it should only take you a half hour to get in position to watch the sunrise.
So I will say...
You want to bring a headlamp. You want to bring a headlamp.
Yeah, for sure. For any of these that are hikes, you want to bring a headlamp or a flashlight. The only thing about Cocoa Crater Arch that I'll say is it's that really like slippery dirt. You slide going down. Yeah. So you want to be really careful. I mean, one time when I did it, it was so dry that my friends and I were like crab walking down because we were just sliding. We couldn't even stand. Just know that too.
Okay, and then finally, Cocoa Crater Arch is on the side of this volcano. You cannot watch the sun set from here, but from Cocoa Crater going up the staircase, it's an excellent place to watch the sun set. So you can watch the sun set and the sun rise from the Cocoa Crater stairs.
Okay.
At the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, in a lot of people during New Year's, they go up to Cocoa to watch all the fireworks, you know, explosions across the island. Well,
and,
as much as you can see.
And another one that we're going to talk about, too.
What?
When we get there, I'll mention it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to finish this off.
Okay.
All right.
Hawaii is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. And 808 Cleanup intends on keeping it that way. The 501c3 environmental nonprofit's main mission is restoring Hawaii's natural beauty for its local community and visitors. 808 Cleanup empowers volunteers to conduct decentralized cleanups through the Adopt a Site campaign, responding to littering and vandalism of Hawaii's natural spaces, tagging and graffiti removal, saving Hawaii's indigenous ecosystem, and building sustainable solutions with local communities and nonprofit partners. If you love Hawaii and wish for its beauty to remain for generations to come, consider donating to a great cause and supporting 808 Cleanup's mission to keep Hawaii clean from Mauka to Makai at 808cleanups.org.
All right, we are back. Let's finish this off with a sunrise at Nu'uanupali Lookout. If you've been here before, you've probably been here.
It's so windy, just know that.
Super windy, but the thing is a lot of people don't think about the fact that you can see an absolutely gorgeous sunrise at a certain time of year from this location. Mm-hmm. And pretty much when it's right over Lanikai, it'll come up. The beauty about this is the colors that reflect off the Ko'olau mountain range when it's, you know, the sun's coming up. It's just gorgeous.
It is. And I'm not going to recommend the one that I prefer, but it's from the same parking lot.
Okay, what is, go ahead, say it. Is it the notches?
I've never done the notches.
Okay, then it's the puka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to recommend it because that's more dangerous.
Yeah.
And,
If everybody knows the area, there's two more difficult hikes there, the Pali Notches, which is way more difficult, and then the Pali Puka. And it's off the sides of the main, you know.
Yeah.
We don't recommend it if you don't know the area and you're not good at hiking in Hawaii.
It's
because they can get kind of dangerous.
Very dangerous, especially on a very windy day.
Yes, you don't want to do it when it's really windy up there. But if you're just going to watch a beautiful sunrise, now the thing is I don't believe the gate opens by then. So you'll have to park outside, walk up into it, and then watch it, and then walk out and get into your car again. Because the last time I did it, you have to be invited, and they have like it's a Hawaiian ceremony.
Isn't that just once a year, though?
It's once a year.
Yeah.
So I've had the opportunity to be invited to it a few times. I'm actually on a list where I'm invited all the time, but I just don't go or.
Well, let's go. I've always wanted to do that. They stopped doing it for like 3 years during COVID.
I don't believe I've gotten an invite since then.
So I don't think it's invitation anymore. It's just open to the public. But I've seen the invitations on Facebook and it's public.
Okay. We should go then.
Next time, if we can find a way to.
I don't know. I did a video of it, and I posted it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then the kahuna that was doing it wanted me to post it, so we'd have a video to show everyone. And then someone said, you know, you have a beautiful video, but could you put it on private and only give it out to people with the code?
So I
did. So no one can watch it now. So I have to give the code. I have to go in the back, but if I can find it in the back, I can find the... information about it.
That'd be cool. I would really like to do that. And I'm pretty sure, at least the last time I saw it, it was open to the public now. Okay. So I don't think that's an issue anymore.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Sunrise, if you're going to do it in New World, it'll probably look out beautiful, but you got to walk in.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have Sunset at Waimea Bay on the North Shore, where they have the big wave surf competitions. This is a beautiful place.
So gorgeous.
To watch sunset with the palm trees and the giant rock and the kids jumping off them. It's a beautiful location for a beautiful sunset.
I don't know if we've mentioned this, but it's worth mentioning. I mean, the sunsets are always beautiful everywhere, but like on the North Shore, they're really best in the summer.
Yes.
And West Side would be more probably the best in the winter.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. So Waimea Bay Sunset. Sunrise at Hanama Bay Ridge. This is a beautiful, this is the gorgeous, gorgeous sunrise you can see here.
Because we saw a beautiful sunset here, but I've never done this for sunrise.
Yes, we did. So if you go up to the ridge, you're looking toward Waikiki and you're seeing the sunset.
Yes.
And then
go on the other side.
The other way, you're looking toward Maui and the other islands and it's coming up. And like the Pali. The colors that reflect up on the crater of Hanama Bay when the colors are coming up. They're just absolutely gorgeous. The thing is you got to find the entrance way to the Hanama Bay Ridge hike.
Which is tricky.
Which is tricky. There's two open locations. There's one that's secret that a lot of people don't know about. And there's one that's at the entrance of Hanama Bay itself. But you got to find a place to park.
So make friends here.
Make friends and find out where to start.
We're not going to tell you.
Yeah, you got to find out where to start the Hanama Bay Ridge hike for sunrise, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And other than cardio, it's a paved road.
Yeah, it is. But it is cardio, but it's short. It's really short. Yeah. It's just steep, very steep.
Yeah.
Well, we should do this for sunrise sometime.
All right. Sunset. Ma'ili?
Is it Ma'ili?
Pillbox or the Pu'u'o Hulu Trail.
And it's also called Pink Pillbox for short.
Yes. And this is on the west side.
Yes. One of my favorites.
And I would say this is the second most difficult of the sunsets after Coco Crater, after the staircase for hiking. Once again, you're going to have some, for coming down, you're going to have a flashlight or headgear. Yeah.
No, for sure. And this one especially because it's a rugged trail, so like you could easily twist an ankle if you don't have
something.
Did you
see goats when you were... I saw goats when I was up there.
Every single time I do it.
And
I
always see goats up there.
I do this one a lot. I love... This is one of my favorite hikes. It's one of the ones that my friend and I did to train for Kalalau with our heavy backpacks on. Yeah. We really love this trail and we love to do it for sunset. It's really beautiful.
It's a beautiful hike. I haven't done it at sunset. I've only done it at... just during the day. And the thing is I like want to say, be careful because it gets hot. It's really dry. It's really hot. It's really dry. So even though you're going to be doing it for sunset, the sun's still going to be up. It's going to be hot. So bring plenty of water and then be careful getting down because I did remember it being really rocky
and slippery
and crumbly.
Yeah.
And, you know, just be careful. You're not going to be the only person watching sunset up there. That's for sure.
Oh, it does get crowded. Yeah, you should know that. I mean, it is just an incredible spot. And I don't know if we mentioned that you get the sweeping views of the Waianae Caldera mountain range.
Yes, yes.
That's what makes it so beautiful. And when the sun sets on that, it just illuminates. It's so special.
The colors are just amazing. The different colors. It's not like a normal... Hawaii doesn't have any normal sunrises and sunsets, honestly.
No, it's true. They're pretty amazing. And this is also the other one that I wanted to mention when you were talking about watching fireworks on New Year's Eve. A lot of people will head up here. Our friend did it last New Year's, actually. Yep. And the video footage, I think he posted drone footage. Yep. It was, oh my God, unbelievable.
The New Year's fireworks from up there.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, if you're here for New Year's and you want to do a hike and see the whole island light up, then, I mean, Coco Crater Trail, you know, go up the staircase or do this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sunset. Yokohama Bay. That is at the end tip of the west side of the island.
So this
beautiful beach.
My all-time favorite beach on the island, and this is my all-time favorite sunset on the island. Like, this is just the most stunning sunset I've ever seen in my entire life.
The only problem is it's as far as you can possibly get. So if you're going to watch the sunset here, you got a long drive back to Waikiki if you're on vacation.
It's true, but guess what? It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, no, it totally is worth it. You can spend the day on that beach, too, though.
Oh, it's
and
so
barbecue
beautiful.
And chill out down there. You can hike, and we're going to talk about that on the next one, on our last one.
This is a western northernmost point.
Yes.
So it's very, very hot. You should know that if you're going to spend the day there, especially if it's summer.
Yep.
Super hot. But oh my gosh, the colors for the sunset here, just out of this world.
It's just a gorgeous beach, obviously, depending on what time of the year, right? So if it's summer, it's completely flat, gorgeous. Dolphins come into Yokohama Bay. And then if it's winter, you know, it's going to be a little more dangerous. It's going to be dangerous, probably.
And I think
you're
the other
waves.
Yeah, of course. And I think the other thing that makes this beach so special to me is you have the sweeping views of the mountain range right from your beach.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love that.
Yeah. So these are all amazing. I mean, how do you even pick one? So
I don't know. Just do them all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So one more sunset. We're going to wrap this up. Kaena Point. And we're talking Kaena Point from the north. So, yes. So you can hike all of Kaena Point to the north and then come out to the same point and watch sunset there.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're really adventurous, you can climb up to the pillbox over there.
They do have a nice little hike in a pillbox where you can actually hike up there and you can watch sunset from there.
I haven't done that. I want to.
I haven't done that. And there's a cave underground, too.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, there's a few. Yeah. So there's pillboxes and caves right at the tip there. And if you're at the tip, you know, you can see the albatrosses, you can see the monk seals, and just chill out with them and watch the sunset.
Yeah. Are you able to off-road that far?
I'm sorry?
Are you able to off-road that far?
Which way? Coming from the west or coming from the north?
I don't think
no, we can only go to where the gate is.
Yeah,
and
so
then
I just don't
remember
where the pillbox is. Is that past the gate?
Yes, it's literally at the tip.
Oh, okay.
And then you go straight up the mountain there right behind you.
Got it.
Yeah, so I've done that. Maybe a couple of times.
Okay.
And then I've been inside the cave, like the lava tube cave, a couple of times.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so those are probably the best sunrises and sunsets on the island of Oahu, whether you live here, you're moving here.
At least.
You haven't experienced all this yet.
At least in our opinion. If you have others to add, let us know.
Oh, we could add more.
Well, of course.
But I think
this is
a good list.
I mean, we could go on forever, but if you have other favorites, if you have other favorites atop these, let us know because I'm curious.
Yes, yes, do that. Okay, we're going to end this podcast with Elvis Presley, Hawaiian Sunset, and we'll see you guys for the next free podcast next month.
Sounds good.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Shoot. Right.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hawaiian sunset peeping from the sea smiles and says aloha to his sweetheart Hawaii. The drowsy islands slumber one by one, their sleepy eyes say good night to the sun. Then Hawaii, like millions of times before, blossoms in her lover's arms once more. Too soon the sunrise will wake her from her sleep. So until tomorrow, sleep Hawaii, sleep. In Hawaii, like millions of times before, blossoms in her lover's arms once more. Too soon the sunrise will wake her from her sleep. So until tomorrow, sleep Hawaii, sleep. Until tomorrow, sleep away.
When you speak of Aloha, it's all the above. All the good, yeah? So let Official Ride Way Range Aloha. Whether it's Pono, Maikai, still the same. I don't care how you look at it, it's still Aloha. Be Pono. Be righteous.
Around.